I'm Pierre Faneuf of Net Integration Technology. Just a few disclaimers to start with. I'm French speaking. If you can't figure out what the hell I'm talking about, just ask and I'll try to make myself clear. This is the talk about the ExchangeIt plugin for Evolution, which ExchangeIt is a replacement for Microsoft Exchange. So groupware and collaboration system. So our main product currently is the Net Integrator, which is what some people could call integrated network server, network appliance, things like that. It's based on Linux and free open source software, does pretty much what all the other network appliances that failed and ran out of money did, except that ours didn't run out of money and died. We've got some proprietary management software on top and what they like to call like self-configuring AI basically makes it run itself. So it's very popular with our customers. And just to be clear, you are not our customers. if you're too smart, you'll probably hate it actually. Because it tries to be smart for you. In fact, we're running one down in the hacker room downstairs for the workstations and the wireless. So if you want to take a look at it, can check it out there. Supplementing, we found that like from customer feedback that supplementing the customer's old servers with our Net Integrator didn't work. We really had to replace them because, as we all know, old Windows server, they're just a pain. They're a pain in the arse. And even though adding a Net Integrator might be really easy, well, you still have a pain in the arse after, which is not much better off. Often we'd go to some place, to some customers, and your machine is really neat and all, but if we can't get rid of the Windows machine, we might as well not buy yours and still run everything else, the HTTP and network file serving and all of this on our Windows machine, because we have to keep it because of Exchange. So this was costing us some sales, definitely. ExchangeIt goals are fairly simple. Has to be really easy to set up and use, like most of our software. For example, the Net Integrator can be configured without any user interaction at all. So that's pretty much as easy as it can get. And we're hoping to be as close with ExchangeIt. On the other hand, it's not a full replacement. We know that. Like there's many, 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 many things that Exchange does, and if we're gonna do it in less than a few million lines of code, we have to stop somewhere and not follow them everywhere and try to do everything they do. So, but on the other hand, we really focus on the features that customers really ask for. Like namely, they were using shared calendars for secretaries and their managers, or for booking rooms. Like these kind of small things. So if we focused on providing at least what those small companies were selling to small and medium companies were really needing, then we didn't really have to do the whole big thing. The design for it is derived from MAPI, MAPI, which is what Outlook and Exchange use to as their backend protocol. It's got a very simple overall design, at least the ExchangeIt version. You have folders that have items in it, and the items can have arbitrary properties. So it's really a simple design. You can have also name properties that have a decentralized, universally unique namespace, which means that you can, like an application developer can come up with new properties while being sure that they won't clash with some other guy's other properties. Like if you invent some day of the week property or anything, like even if somebody else is a day of the week property, you won't interfere. The ExchangeIt protocol itself is geared more to be a replication protocol rather than a remote access protocol, meaning it's more like syncing up your Palm Pilot every 5 minutes in the Cradle, rather than like IMAP, which kind of keep connection up all the time and gets notification in real time. So that gives us disconnected mode for free. So if you've got a laptop and you just unplug it and leave, then it's still like you can still do things in it. And the next time you're gonna be able to talk to the server, then it will all get merged with what you did and what others did, and everything will magically get fixed. On the other hand, it's complicated, as anybody who might have done Palm conduits or application might know. If two users change the same item, you get conflicts, you have to handle all these things. You have to do this efficiently. If you have, if you keep a TCP connection like an IMAP, you can, like the server can tell the client when something's changed immediately, and just the thing that changed, we have to go over and kind of run like a diff algorithm to find out exactly what happened since the last sync. And since it's batched, it's not instantaneous, so you don't see things appear in real time. It goes like until the next sync. Protocol is based on HTTP. Simple thing. One HTTP request contains a bunch of comments. Server replies, like very simple protocol, easy to implement. It's got access controls list for allowing others access to your calendar. So, you know, pretty simple overall, but as a good reach in term of functionality you can get for. The Outlook client for it is shipping right now as we're speaking. It's been so for a week or two, I believe. It got developed first because that was the original need. They have Windows Workstation, they have a Windows Server. We want to sell them a Linux server instead. So we still have the Windows client. We're not very much yet into the desktop business, as others here might be more interested in. It took about 6 months with a few false starts, so it's still, considering what it does, I'd say it's still fairly short development time. We had to learn a lot about like all these things that MAPI, Outlook, Exchange, how all this interacts together, what it can do, what it can't. Like, we're mostly Unix people. We hired one Windows person, but most of us were Unix people, and we didn't have very much experience with Outlook and all these Exchange things. Also, replication issues, like we had to, when we came up with a protocol and worked on it and developed it, we ran into all these fun issues that probably the Palm people handled a long time ago, but we had to find out for ourselves. We've got a web client that's integrated, and we have a webmail interface based on ORD in the Net Integrator. It's going to be shipping very soon. We're doing that because we've been getting lots of requests. The Outlook web access feature of Exchange, which is a web interface to the Exchange server, apparently is very popular, and we've been getting lots of requests for it. So customer is king, we go and do it. It's more primitive, but it's more as a get you out of trouble kind of thing. Like if you're off at an internet cafe or something, you can always check your calendar's appointments and things like that. It's not meant for regular consumption. We've got an evolution client going. It's in very early development, so unfortunately I won't be able to show it off. The goal is to have smooth integration between Outlook and Evolution through the Exchange server. So you can start off with a company that's completely Windows client based, and then like migrate over a few more users, and so on and so forth. And so it can be done pretty painlessly, as much as possible. And we use Evolution as the PIM groupware application, and our Discus workstation project that you can see downstairs, along with the Net Integrator, the workstations that we have. We want to use Evolution there, so we definitely need need such a client for our project. Plugging into Evolution, there's a few different ways you can get in into Evolution. The main and probably the default one is probably to make what they call a shell component. It's rather easy to install. It's a bundle component, so basically you drop in one of these object activation or activation file, and you have the server installed on your machine. Like, it's pretty standard bundle stuff. It runs in its own process, so you're pretty much free to do what you want, if you want to do threads or not, or like, gives you much leeway. It can add hierarchies to the Evolution folder tree, so you can like make public folders appear, make other persons' folders appear in the folder hierarchy. There might be some issues with regard to reuse of code. There's many functions that are used in Evolution to make things easier that might not be available through Bonobo interfaces. So we'd be losing that. I think we're not losing too much functionality though, but we have to rewrite basically all these or block copy them from Evolution. And also, very important, views, folder views. For example, calendar. The last thing I want to do on Earth is re-implement one of these crazy calendar views with all these options you can have in them, and they're really nice in Evolution. You really want to be using the same ones as Evolution. You don't want to just duplicate the code for that. It looks silly. Also, Camel can be used to plug into Evolution. Camel is the mail backend for the email backend for Evolution. It's even easier to install. It's basically just a shared object you drop in a given directory, and that's it. So it's super simple. It's got better integration of configuration, which means that when the plugin is installed, it can tell, like, I need a username, a password, and a server, and a secure flag. And the Camel part in the Camel bits in Evolution will actually come up with the configuration screen for you. You don't have to do any GUI coding for that kind of stuff. So you get lots for free. A Camel provider can provide a single top level hierarchy if it wants to. So, but I think this is limited to one. You can have either zero or one. So if you want to have like your own folder, then the public folders, that might be funny to do, but you know, there's also opportunity for shameless cheating, which is always fun, I think. And this is because the Camel plugins are DL open; they're dynamically loaded right into the Evolution binary, so you get to be able to call Evolution functions and, you know, do things that you might not be generally supposed to do, but that works anyway. And whatever gets us going is best. Is good anyway. there might be also a third way through the Wombat backend, which is used for non-email data. It's a bit confusing. Calendar tasks and contacts information are stored in Wombat in Evolution. This has not been thoroughly investigated. As I said, it's a fairly early stage, and we're still making a survey of the landscape and doing prototypes and that kind of thing. There's some issues when you think of, okay, I'd like to do an Exchange client with, and I'd like to do something that looks like Outlook in Exchange with Evolution. Folders that can contain only one time of items. This is not a very big deal, but you look at it and it's pretty funny. When you delete an email, it goes in the trash. You delete a contact or an appointment, it just goes away. And that's kind of random. Like, you expect everything to just go away, everything to go in the trash, or something reasonable like that. But since they're different kind of items, like the trash folder is an email folder, then it can't contain anything else than emails. So that's just too bad. You can't get rid of the local folders hierarchy. This might not sound too bad, but we've had lots of problems with customers just with, say, Mozilla or any other email client with, say, an email, an IMAP, using IMAP, where they create, for example, an important email folder, and they just copy important emails over there. Then they'd go with their laptop to some place, connect up to the IMAP server, check their mail, and not find their important items folder. And they had just had created it in the local the local folders of their desktop machine. So it's not a very big deal, and everybody in this room probably can deal with this very easily, but for end users, apparently that's a lot of trouble. While we've been doing the work on Outlook, I call this the exploration of the evil twins of the evil twin of evolution. I'll focus on aspects. We'll go through a few things with Outlook that are different or seems like better idea or missing features from evolution that we might want, so we could steal them, and things that people are requesting from us rather than from Ximian because of our position with more, I think we have dumber users. And that's our kind of our selling point, because we make very smart software for very dumb users. So we get what we ask for. In order to be competitive, a replacement for the Outlook and Exchange Duo, we really have to handle, like, at least keep these in mind when we try and do that. Yeah, Outlook is really simple, but it's also very complicated. Outlook only knows Mappy. There's, like, Mappy, Mappy, Mappy. There's nothing else in the world than Mappy. Like, nothing. It's very uniform. It looks pretty much like Camel, with some, I'd say, performance improvements, some indexing and stuff like that, so it can go at a decent speed. It all works through providers that are doing the actual work. So you've got the Exchange service provider that you install on your machine gives you, enables you to connect up to Exchange account. You have an IMAP provider. There's also a local service provider, which is also known as a big PST file, if you ever use the Outlook, which is basically like something that is a Windowsy way of doing a local mail spool. But it's a very dynamic architecture. There's not much strong typing going on. Properties are strongly typed. They have like string, integer, like these kinds of type arrays of string and integers and so on. But the items themselves and globally are not. Like there's not much difference to the code whether an item is an email message, a contact, or a calendar appointment. Like you can make code that handle all of these in a totally uniform way. Microsoft, surprisingly enough, has some very good design. We've been stealing from them a good deal as far as Bonobo goes, stealing from OLE and Calm, for example, and Evolution has been stealing from Outlook, obviously, for the general user interface and many aspects like these. Like where Mono now is going after .NET, and obviously some good things come out of Microsoft. It's just that they've got just a million monkeys apparently to implement these good ideas, and it come out so badly. It's incredible, like so good design and so badly implemented. You wouldn't believe. There are some smart people, you got to listen to them and ignore the crowd. Extending Outlook is somewhat similar to extending Evolution. There's two ways, Office application extension, which applies to all the Office suite programs. Your COM object gets loaded. COM is similar to Bonobo in some ways. It gets loaded in the Outlook program, and you just can do whatever you want. It calls one of your method at load time, and you install hooks. You use hooks that are in Outlook to set yourself up and set up timer events, set up callbacks, notification callbacks on folders or whatnot, and off you go. Like, just gives you the opportunity to do something. A MAPI service provider would be more like CAML service provider, except of course, since there's only MAPI, there's no Wombat also on the side. It's much more centralized, and everything that goes on in Outlook goes through MAPI. So if you do a MAPI service provider, you're pretty much in a good position to take over. Question? Oh, I'm good. MAPI is property-based, looks, as I said, looks like a Python dictionary overall. It's pretty high performance, gives index for, you can index some properties and things like that and do faster queries on these properties if you want. Say, you, in an email folder, you could index a subject and receive date and things like that to make the folder displays goes faster. It's a general API, more kind to like SQL, general data storage API, than strictly a messaging API. CAML is very much like dealing with emails. Theoretically, you can store other things, but like obviously, email was very much in mind. MAPI is much more flexible. Items can be serialized to TNEF format, Transport Neutral Encapsulation format. We use that as the wire format for exchange. We figure if MAPI's got three functions to do the work for us, why bother? In the cheating department again, and you know, being lazy, a great programmer's quality. Stores have a default delivery folder for each class of item. So email item will go in the inbox, calendar item will go in the calendar, and so on and so forth. One of the stores, if you have more than one, is called the default delivery store. And those, some service providers have a store, and others, like for example the POP client, don't have a store. They just go and put the items in the default delivery store, which is normally with a basic Outlook setup, your local folders store. For example, you could have a default delivery store that's a mail deer, and in your own directory, and have a provider that fetches email from Varschool Mail or from POP3, and your mail appears in your mail deer because it's a default. The mail deer is the default delivery store. Outlook has a very strong model view controller design. There's a one-for-one mapping in the Outlook folder hierarchy to the MAPI folder hierarchy, meaning that, for example, if I compare with Evolution, you look at the inbox, it's in CAML store. You look at the calendar, it's in Wombat. You look at this, it's in that, and this is in that, and like, it's not one for one, but it's not too complicated either, but it's not one for one. There's a middle layer in between the two to abstract these. Outlook doesn't need it because it does everything through MAPI, so MAPI is at the same time the provider and the abstraction layer, so like, one layer less and no less features. So off they go. Folders and item have a string property for the name of the component to use for the view. This means you want to display a calendar folder. It just has a string that says folder type calendar view, and it gets the right object instantiated, created with the activation framework, and off it goes. If the view cannot be used, the email view, the corresponding email view is used, and strangely enough, that works out all right most of the time and looks decent. So that's pretty funny, actually. You have the mandatory screenshot, of course, where you see I'm in the deleted items folder, and it's an email folder. So you've got the message list here. Except all the items are actually, like, there's an appointment that I've got selected here, and the others are tasks. And at the bottom here, you have that folder view decides to keep this space for whatever the items view wants it to be. So there's, like, it's very, very flexible and can be used for all sorts of different things. This is, like, no extra code to do this weird view. It's kind of weird looking, I have to admit, but it's pretty uniform, and there's something to be said for consistency. Outlook is very, I think, lots of the mindset of the evolution team that I've been on to making a PIM, personal information manager software, where Outlook, when you use it in the Exchange setting, is very much like it's very much a groupware application with lots and lots of functionalities that are not available in a PIM. You can develop custom applications such as customer information system, bug issue tracking system, and all sorts of things like inventory system by doing creating views. These views can be delivered as attributes of a folder. They can be done in VBA and Visual Basic scripting on the server and delivered to the client. So it's kind of like a midway between an actual heavyweight application and web application. You get your code from the server and it all works. You can communicate through the folder. These forms can just put items there, kind of like Lynda Space or Java Spaces if you ever work with them. Basically, client-server communication through shared storage. Guess I'm having to stop. Yeah, so we'll send stuff upstream, and it's going to be GPL or LGPL, depending on what goes best. And thanks you all for listening. If you have more questions, thank you.